This is Fresh Fire, a God's Spirit House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, May 9th. God's word for you today is Christ's body. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 43, verse 2, and it says, "When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you." This is God's promise to you. Do you receive it today? No matter what you go through, you must always remember that God is with you. God is emphasizing remembering this season because we forget very easily. I have seen a lot of Christians forget that God is with them. If you forget that God is with you, you will be an emotional wreck, particularly in times of crisis. Never forget that God, the maker of the heavens and the earth, is with you. Emmanuel, God is with us. God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror, call your name and say, "God is with me." Say it 50 times. God is with you. Do not panic. I have been young and now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous beg for bread. Psalm 37, verse 25. Please read. This is not just about confessing positively. It is a fact of scripture. It is a scriptural reality. God is with you. No matter what you go through, God is with you. Remember that this will pass. Remember to focus on what is unchanging. Remember that you are not alone. Number four is, remember that God wants to use you to help others. This is so huge. God wants to use you, even in times of crisis, to help others. I want you to think about yourself. Think about your life. Think about where you are. Think about your journey. Think and realize that God wants to use you to help others. There are people that need your help, and Jesus wants to use you to help them. Never forget that. It is unbelievable sometimes when I think about it that even in seasons of crisis, God wants to use me to encourage others. He wants to use me to feed others. He wants to use me to heal others. He wants to use me to bless other people. Whoa! 1 Corinthians 12 verse 27 says, "All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it." So, if Jesus were on earth today, what will he be doing? Think about it. That is what you should be doing because Jesus is present through you. You are his body. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Colossians 1 verse 27. Please read. Thank God for everyone who is being used by God to help others already. However, many of us also need to open our hearts to God to be used in this way. Do not miss this opportunity to help others. Never forget that God, the maker of the heavens and the earth, wants to use you to help others, and there are several ways God can use you to help others. Just open your heart to God. Let us pray. Father, I open my heart, time, talent, and treasure to you. Use me to help others to the glory of your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.